Hello, welcome to Guidance Unscripted, podcast episode number 3. We are talking about transitioning into senior year. And today, I'm Elliot Doan. I'm joined by Mr. Thompson and Ms. Wilson, as well as Mr. Jaskowski, our newest senior counselor, also goes by Mr. J, and when he's on the basketball court, goes by Dr. J.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Pretty good for a 5'6" point guard.
Hey, that just means you've got ups.
There you go.
So, Mr. Jaskowski, what would you like to say about your counseling background and experience?
It's long and varied, I would say. I started in Illinois back in the 80s and did a lot of coaching. Tried to climb the coaching ranks at that time and then got into counseling. And then in 2000, got an opportunity to come to Indiana to Cathedral High School through a mutual friend and have stayed here ever since and spent 20 years there and was fortunate to come to Avon this year after a kind of a semi-retirement. So it's great to be here and work with you guys.
In that, you talked about coaching. I didn't realize that aspect of you. So what were you into coaching at that point in time?
Basketball. Did both boys and girls basketball for a long time. Like I said, one of those when you start out that you, aspire to be a head coach at some point. So worked toward that, and once I fulfilled that dream, was kind of looking to do something else. You kind of reach a point where you feel like you've kind of done all you can in that area, and counseling was definitely something that I enjoyed all the time. I was counseling at the time, but really to put all my energy into that was a lot more fulfilling at the time. So, yeah, just stayed with it since then.
Good to know. Good to know.
Seems like you accomplished a lot of the things you set out for. What would you say is something that you're striving to achieve right now?
Honestly, right now, I just want to provide the best service I can for the kids at Avon. I mean, that's my daily goal, weekly goal, however you want to put it. I feel like I can bring some knowledge that I can really help kids who definitely in the college-bound population for sure, definitely learning in the career and work area, and also with the military as well. But just I feel like I've got a lot of contacts in the area, can definitely help students and families get to where they're going.
Very nice. So as we start to talk about transitioning into senior year, what are some of the most important things that juniors need to accomplish over this summer?
One thing I would say is put together a resume. I think that's very important for them, regardless of what they're going to do, whether it's college, going to a job, going to the military. They're going to need to have that list of activities and accomplishments in front of them. We'll use it to write recommendation letters. Obviously, employers want that. The military needs to take a look at what you've done. So that is one thing I would definitely do. And I've kind of found that not too many kids have done that here. So that's something I would definitely encourage them to do over the summer. And then, two, if they have not been involved, I mean, senior year is a good time to look ahead and get involved in something, whether it's a sport, a club, an activity. Get a job, just something that you're going to latch on to that's going to help you kind of make senior year a little bit better, kind of get used to life once you get out of high school as well. I think if you haven't done anything outside of just going to school and doing your academics, that doesn't serve you quite as well as if you get involved for yourself down the line. So those are a couple things I would definitely suggest kids do over the summer.
That's good. One of the things I caught on that, mm-hmm. the resume piece.
Yes.
And we talked to the kids about that in PCC during their freshman year and encouraged them and repeatedly go over it, that it's something important that they need to keep track of on a yearly basis, because you get to senior year and it's hard to remember what you did freshman and sophomore year over the summer or throughout the year. And then you're trying to recall all that information. It's just better to keep that stuff going on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, and some of the things that you do might not be relevant to either a job that you're applying for or maybe even a college application. So I like the idea of being able to just keep a master list almost and being able to cherry pick. So then when you do submit a resume, you can say, okay, this really shows you what types of skills I've got in this area, even if I don't necessarily have experience in that specific field yet.
Exactly. And things like service and volunteer work mm-hmm. are very big now. In fact, there's, I would say it's kind of booming in the scholarship range, that there are a lot of scholarships now that there weren't there in the past for service and volunteer work. So again, if you've been involved in that, that's something that you want to keep track of and be able to have out there for your senior year.
Yeah, great. Thank you for sharing all that information. I think that that will be especially helpful for, I think, all students, really. So moving into senior SRT activities, that's definitely a question that we get a lot, and I would say something that a lot of our juniors transitioning into senior year want to know: what do I need to be doing in terms of getting prepared, but also do I need to be applying for colleges? So can you kind of speak to what you do in the senior SRT activities?
Sure. It starts rolling pretty quick in the beginning of senior year with college applications, as they are usually up by August 1st, so that's our first day of school. We won't hit them that quite fast, but you know, within that month, we're talking to them about what they need to do on Naviance, which is our college and career website, that they've got to get some things on there, make sure they're registered, which they should be, and adding colleges on there, which helps us. But really, we'll go into SRTs and talk to them about, here's what you need to start doing, here's how to apply. We give you a couple college visits that you can take senior year. Here's places to look for scholarships. And just kind of get the ball rolling with them. We'll have a night for parents very early in September, talking to them about what we've mentioned to their students, and from the family aspect, what they should be doing in the process, what they should be looking for. So we get on it very early and get them a lot of information about it.
Mm-hmm. Good. SRTs are always busy, I feel like, so... When you get these junior students that we're handing off to you, that's the ceremonial thing. These last 4 days of our being here at school this year are handing over those folders of those junior kids, giving them to you. What kind of things do you look for in that process when you inherit a junior?
Well, number one, obviously, we're looking for credits and classes to make sure they're on track for graduation. Looking at, you know, Core 40, academic honors, technical honors, where they are at in the diploma sequence. Really just making sure that they are up and ready to go for senior year. Do they need to take any summer classes? You know, where are they at in that process? So that's probably the big thing for sure.
Okay, that's good. The same kind of stuff that we're trying to get them to pay attention to when they're on the 9 through 11 side. So... what types of discussions do you have with a junior in those scheduling meetings? So that'll be spring. It was spring of this year for the juniors that you're getting. What kind of discussions do you have in those meetings?
Honestly, as you guys know, those are very quick because you're trying to get a lot of information out to them in a short period of time. But again, one, where are they at with credits? Where are they at with diploma type? What are they looking forward to senior year and beyond in terms of college, career, military? What are their goals? What's their involvement in school? Have they been involved? Are they in sports, clubs, activities, etc.? If they haven't, get involved. Are they doing anything outside of school? A lot of times I find that students have, there's a hobby, or one time I found the girl was like a competitive figure skater, which I never would have found out if hadn't asked her. She was, you know, kind of an introverted person in that way. So just trying to get a quick snapshot of them. What I did too was then told them, if you want a more in-depth college meeting, that we would do that once scheduling was done. So I ended up doing that, sending out a sheet, and just, I think I had about 50 students that took me up on that. And that was just a specific meeting where we talked about college and what their goals were and how to get going in that process.
Good.
Yeah, really good stuff.
I think that that's even great information for us to know on the 9th or 11th side. I mean,
yeah,
this being the end of my first year, I'm not really sure what that even looks like, but that's good info for all of us, I would say. Mm-hmm. So kind of moving into the college application process, can you tell us a little bit about what that looks like for seniors?
Sure. Like I said earlier, it will come very fast and furious. Really, if you look at the season, I would say August 1 to really November 1, that would be an ideal time for seniors to get their applications in. November 1 is a very, very common deadline. Just in our state, you look at Indiana University, you look at Purdue, those are their priority dates for admission and scholarship, and that it's a pretty universal date across the country. So one thing I would stress to all the kids, seniors, is to get things done by November 1. But backing up to that, they do need to go and work on their applications. The Common Application is a tool that most students will use. It's an application that you can fill out once, and you can send it to a number of colleges, so it's a great tool to have. It is time-consuming, and there is a long essay on there, but once you get it done, it's a very handy tool to use. So that's one thing. We'll spend a lot of time with students in there. And, of course, the other thing that they have to be doing at that time is a search for scholarships. And that can be, again, time-consuming process when you're trying to apply as well. But you have to realize that those two go hand in hand.
What do you have suggestion-wise for seniors that are looking for scholarships or grants?
Well, there are several things. One is Naviance, for sure. Any local scholarships that come into us, we post on there. So my advice to seniors is check that about once a week. And we also get national scholarships that get posted on there as well. The Hendricks County Foundation is a huge one that will come out in September, so that's a much smaller pool, obviously, for just the high school students in Hendricks County. But off of that comes the Lilly Grant, which is a full-ride scholarship to any college in Indiana. So Hendricks County is one that all students want to pay attention to. And then my suggestion is get on one search site, like FastWeb. Is probably the most known out there, but there's a raise.me, there's goingmary.com. I mean, there's tons of websites, and they all kind of pull from each other, but my suggestion would be to get on one of those databases that are free, and that way you have that as well. The other thing that's not really a scholarship per se, but the FAFSA, which is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, that's any need-based aid that families may get. That comes out October 1. So definitely all senior families will want to apply for that, and most colleges will require, even if you get merit aid, that you have that on file.
Great. Awesome. That's very good to know, because I have freshman families that have already started asking about, how do I start the scholarship process? How do I start looking for these things and gearing up? And you don't have to wait till senior year. Granted, there are a lot of scholarships that require you to be a senior, but there are so many more that you can be an underclassman and start applying for now. And it's good to kind of preview what it is that you would be expecting to write and expecting to have experiences for down the road, so you can prepare for the senior year.
Exactly.
So I hear a lot about blue sheets, and we have announcements about them pretty frequently in the fall. Can you talk to us about the infamous blue sheets down in the ALCC?
The infamous blue sheets, yes. The infamous blue sheets, that's our lifeline between the counselor and the student for their college application. So once a student applies to college, they will come into the guidance office and literally fill out this blue sheet, which gives us all the information that we need to send our materials to the appropriate colleges. So they will obviously put their name, what school they've applied to, have they asked a teacher for a recommendation letter, do they need a recommendation letter from the counselor, any other pertinent information we require on there. So they will log their schools into Naviance, they will turn the blue sheet into us, and then we will proceed to send out their transcript and letters and any other information, which is typically a secondary school report, which is what we fill out. Just it basically asks us to confirm their classes and grade point average. So that's the only way we know students have applied. I always tell students and families that we aren't mind readers. The colleges don't tell us when you've applied. So the blue sheet is our link to helping you get things in on time.
Yep, and I'll go ahead and navigate, since that's my role, on how to find that college checklist. So if you go to the guidance homepage, on the left, you'll see all those tabs that we've started to reference. One of the top tabs is college advising forms. Under there, you're going to find the college and military visit forms. So that's going to be important if you want to go on a college visit. Hopefully you've started that before, because you can start those sophomore year. But if not, you know, better late than never. You can also find the college checklist instructions, which is just going to be things that you need to be doing for the blue sheet. And then the very last form is the college checklist, and that will be that information that Mr. J just shared in terms of, you know, did you apply, did you use the Common App, all that good stuff.
Thanks for being our GPS this morning.
Thank you. I am Siri's replacement.
She is the navigator.
So you did bring up letters of recommendation, and I just had a kind of a general question for you. What kind of suggestions do you have for students who are looking for a reference in terms of, you know, I'm submitting something to Common App, or this college wants a recommendation from a school personnel member? Who do you kind of steer students towards?
Definitely looking for academic teachers in junior or senior year. I think the colleges will tell you we want to see something as current as possible. So I know students may have had great relationships with a freshman or sophomore teacher, but as I tell them, hey, you're definitely different as a senior than you were as a freshman. And that's what colleges want to see. They want to see your growth. They want to see who you are right now, because honestly, that's who you're going to bring to campus. So definitely an academic teacher, junior, senior year. There are some exceptions to that, and that would be like a person maybe who is in fine arts and they're doing a portfolio and they have a more specific nature. So they may get a music teacher, an art teacher to write specifically about that talent that they're looking for. But in general, the academic core areas, English, science, math, foreign language, social studies, one of those teachers. And typically students, you don't need more than two is really a maximum number of teacher letters, and possibly a counselor letter. So three letters total is the most you would ever see that a student would need.
Would a coach fit into that as well for like a student that's going to be going on an athletic scholarship? Would they want to hear from a coach, or would they still rather want to hear from an academic teacher?
I would say, Dave, that depends on the situation. Typically, as a general statement, I would say no, that they'd rather see it from the teacher. If you've got a recruited athlete, I mean, they know, the coaches know, and the athletic staff knows who they're getting and what they're doing. It's the admissions office that wants to see, okay, tell me about the academic criteria, the other things they've been doing. So we want to see that part of the individual as opposed to the athletic side.
Yeah, I think that's good to know. I think I've seen a lot of athletes that ask their coach, and I think I'm right along with you. I think they would rather see the academic piece as to hear from the coach, who they've probably contacted in order to get with the student and talk through that process to begin with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think going off your point of having a more recent teacher write in a letter of recommendation sometimes can be more beneficial, especially if freshman year might not have been your best year. And so I think that that is a really nice relation to, you might not be the same student that you were freshman year. So freshman year does not have to determine what your high school path looks like. I think that there's a lot of learning opportunities from freshman year, but you know, take that and then apply that sophomore, junior, and senior year. But definitely, you know, you might not be the same person. And in most cases, you know, that's good because you're making positive improvements.
Oh, for sure. And I tell the kids, too, is they may not have a relationship with a junior year teacher. I said, don't worry about it. Your senior teachers know what you're going through. And a lot of them are writing letters, just getting to know the students those first few months, just because they are getting to know them very closely and they know what they're going through in the process. So senior teachers write a lot of letters as well.
Great. I think that that's all good information. So my question for you would be, what advice do you give to your seniors who are stressed about academics and maybe even stressed about class rank?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. I know you guys deal with that as well. And all you can do is, you know, I try to tell them just, well, number one, don't compare yourself to other people. I think that's where a lot of stress comes in. Say, oh, I see this person is such and such a number, or they're doing such and such things. Be the best person you can be for yourself, and that's all you can. And that's the way the colleges will look at you, and the military, and jobs, and so on. They're not comparing you. They're looking at what you have accomplished, what you have done. So I try to narrow that scope and just try to have them focus on themselves and not focus on other people and other things that they can't control. And that's probably the other piece. And again, I know you guys work on this all the time, is control the things you can control. Don't worry about the things that you can't, because you're never going to solve those anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, yeah, that's such an important piece, because as I talk to my underclassmen about, and I'm sure the other counselors do the same thing, class rank is a number and it is important and it's looked at, but you also have to think that there's 800 other people in your class and you have no control over their schedules, their academics, what they earn in their classes. You only have control over how you perform. So schedule the best classes for you, get the best high school experience you can to figure things out for after graduation, and just, you know, aim for A's and B's in your classes and do your best and let the chips fall where they may. You can't control everyone else's situation and everyone else's schedule, so just try to be your personal best.
Absolutely. And I would just throw in, class rank is kind of a controversial thing in college admissions anyway. But there are 50% of high schools don't even rank, so it's a very, very small piece in the process. So I always tell students that don't get so stressed about that. The colleges are looking more at your grades and your classes than a class rank. A lot of them won't even look at that or consider that. So just, again, you want to do the best you can with your academics, regardless of a number that may put you in the class of 800 and some.
Any other, excuse me, wow, any other good information that you can think of that would be helpful for a junior to be senior this year as we're going through the summer, those first few months of school?
We've mentioned the resume. I think that's a big piece. The other thing I would say is have yourself prepared for what you're looking for, whether that's college, career, military, is do some research on that over the summer. You have time to do that. Talk to the kids about visiting campus. As Michelle mentioned, they can do that. You can job shadow. You can maybe get an internship during the summer. Those are things that you can all do to kind of make yourself more self-aware of who you are and what you may want to do. And a specific piece with the college aspect is the best advice I can give is apply early. Get those things done early. Again, by November 1, if you get that stuff out of the way, excuse me, most times you're going to get a response by Christmas. And literally by the end of the first semester, you've got that stuff off your plate. Mm-hmm. So those would be a few key things I would mention here at the end.
That would be an excellent Christmas present, I would say. Yeah, yeah. If you could apply early
better
and know.
Than, better than
and that
candy.
Would be a very nice second semester gift as well.
Yeah,
just kind of feeling that weight lifted off your shoulders.
Or you might get a lump of coal in your stocking. Well, if you haven't been good.
If you're Mr. Doan, you might.
Yeah, because you're trying to make it Doan done.
I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah. You don't want to.
So we had heard about a new initiative you've been piloting here for this summer, some kind of boot camp. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, and I would say that Lisa Salazar is obviously a big piece of that. It's her a brainchild to start this. So we are trying for the first time a college application boot camp for our rising juniors to be seniors. And there are a couple dates in July. And I don't know if that's on the website there, Michelle, or not. I believe it's July 9th and 11th, but we have sent out the application form for that. So if students and parents still want to sign up, they can email that form to us, and that would be great. But what we're trying to do is give them a head start on the application process. So we're going to get them registered for the Common App. We're going to talk to them about scholarships, what they need to do with ACT and SAT scores. We're actually bringing in a lady who was the admissions director at Marquette University, is going to talk to them about essay writing. And will actually critique their essays if they have anything written or just started at that time. So we just feel it's going to be a beneficial time to give kids kind of a head start on all the things that they're going to have to be doing in the fall anyway.
And that sounds like a great idea.
How did this come to be about, and why do you think we haven't had it in the past? I know you being new here kind of limits your scope of that.
Sure. And honestly, a lot of schools have done this recently. So at my old school, we did it. And I know Lisa had talked to somebody at Westfield that they've done this similar workshop in the past. So it's something that's out there. We just feel with the size of our senior class being so big, if we can break it down into some smaller parts, smaller groups, that's very helpful in getting this information out.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Mr. J, and this is a wrap on episode 3 of Guidance Unscripted. For all of us here, thanks for listening. We are Avon. We are one.